is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Andrew Yeager. This week is an important one for Jefferson County's efforts to exit bankruptcy. Two commissioners were in New York meeting with hedge fund managers, but did not come away with a deal. Today, a judge in Birmingham begins a trial on motions by creditors to lift the automatic stay of bankruptcy, allowing the creditors to seek sewer rate increases in state court. We discuss these issues with Kyle Whitmire. He's a local political reporter with the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start off with these meetings earlier this week in New York. Jefferson County Commission President David Carrington, Commissioner Jimmy Stevens, they met with hedge fund managers. What were these meetings intended to do?
Well, for the last couple months, you know, Commission President David Carrington has been saying, you know, this first quarter of 2013 is going to determine whether or not the county can sort of reach a deal with its creditors and everybody get on the same page and figure out what kind of haircut everybody has to take, you know, how much the county's going to pay, or we'll have this sort of long, drawn-out slog through bankruptcy court, and we'll decide those matters there. And they're going to, you know, they're going to go talk to hedge funds and try to, you know, get those guys, herd those cats, get them on the same page. But it seems that, you know, they might have gotten a little bit closer to a consensus, but they did not get the deal that they were looking for.
Oh, meanwhile, a trial is underway today in bankruptcy court in Birmingham. Creditors want an automatic stay of legal action against the county to be lifted. What is this issue about?
Well, if you remember, you know, it wasn't that long ago, before this bankruptcy happened, that you had John Young, the state court-appointed sewer receiver in charge, who was saying that he was going to raise rates as much as, you know, 25% a year over 3 years. I mean, it was, you know, this was everybody's Darth Vader. And then with the bankruptcy, you know, one of the things that Chapter 9 bankruptcy does is any lawsuits against you are frozen. So Young was sort of put into suspended animation. He's still the state court-appointed receiver, but he just can't do anything. And so while he's in that suspended animation, you know, Jefferson County is running its own sewer system. It's setting its own rates. But what the creditors are saying now is, look, the county has not been serious about raising rates, figuring out what a fair rate is to get us some more money. We want some more blood out of that turnip. So, I mean, these arguments have been pitched before. The judge is very polite. The judge sits there and listens. But every time before that this has happened, the judge has ruled for the county. The county went through a lot of work this summer having public hearings, getting public input to sort of justify the very minuscule rate increase that they went through with. And so this is where all that homework, all that work pays off, and them saying that, yes, we did the due diligence, we decided this is what was appropriate, and you just need to leave us alone and go away.
Well, while we're talking about Jefferson County, a new draft audit shows Cooper Green Mercy Hospital has a projected $16 million deficit for the 2011 fiscal year. Now, commissioners have been saying Cooper Green's finances were not sustainable. Is there anything surprising in this audit then?
No, I mean, this is the great I told you so. You know, this time last year, when there's, you know, they kept saying potentially a deficit as big as $8 million, it's a little fuzzy if that eight really meant, you know, six or 12 or, you know, we kept having, you know, I kept hearing people then saying, you know, that they'd heard it was as big as $15 million. Well, now it's $16 million. So, I mean, everybody's known for years that Cooper Green has run deficits. This money has to come out of the general fund. They were supposed to, they were supposed to trim their budget to get within that budget. They obviously did not do that. And now it's cost the county, you know, almost twice what they had been subsidizing in previous years, usually $8 to $10 million. This year it's 16, so somewhere between 50% more and 100% more.
Now, just a moment or so left, but the Public Service Commission is an often overlooked board that oversees the state's utilities, but it's also attracted attention in recent weeks after one commissioner moved for a formal rate review, but the other two commissioners voted down. Kyle, give us a sense of the debate that's erupted from this around the Public Service Commission.
Well, I mean, they are supposed to regulate utility monopolies in Alabama. I mean, they're supposed to be the public's advocate. And, you know, Ben Raines from the Mobile Press Register, part of our little family, has done some really great work showing that Alabama ratepayers on gas and electricity are paying sometimes quite a bit more than what people in our neighboring states are paying. And the commission just does not seem serious about reviewing these rates because, you know, it's all about where those campaign dollars come from.
Kyle Whitmire is a local political reporter with the Birmingham News. And Kyle, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.